This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
The Marlins, by the way, play a doubleheader today. Remember, it's seven innings. Okay? No nine here. I was thinking about this. Does this give the Marlins an advantage in any way, shape, or not an advantage? I'm sorry. That's not fair because the Marlins are so young and so green and lack talent at this point, especially with all the COVID stuff, that they're not going to have an advantage in any way, shape, or form. But seven innings, considering they had a lot of COVID losses in their bullpen, this is kind of what you want if you're the Marlins, right? So, okay, it's not an advantage, but it helps a little bit. Let's put it that way. That they don't have to pitch four innings today. I mean, Pablo Lopez last night, he went five innings, two hits, seven Ks. He pitched really well yesterday, man. We all realized that yesterday they threw a three-hit shutout, right? Okay, Lopez and what was it, four relievers after that, I want to say. I got to look it up, but I want to say it was about four relievers after that. So Lopez and four relievers combined for a three-hit shutout. And I don't care that it was the Orioles. Okay? I'm not doing that. That was a hell of an outing for the Marlins yesterday. So today, you're taking on an Orioles team that isn't loaded. Okay? They're beatable. And the best part about the Marlins is that they're playing with house money. They're 3-1. Their roster has been depleted because of COVID. You think those guys are going out there with any fear? They might be a little nervous, but they're dying to go out there and prove themselves. And they're playing fearless. They got nothing to lose. They're supposed to lose. They're not supposed to compete. So it's dangerous to play those kind of teams because they're so loose that they're not worried about mistakes. The Panthers, you think Barkov and Huberdeau and Ekblad, who have been here year in and year out and year in and year out, they fail and they come up short. You think those guys aren't nervous? You think those guys aren't worried about making mistakes? Because a mistake becomes an enormous embarrassment for them. They lose today. Think about this with the Panthers. You did all that work. You went into a bubble. You went to another country for some of them. And for what? For three games? And your season's over. It's embarrassing. That's why they're a bunch of tight asses right now. Marlins, loosey-goosey, baby. They're as loose as Kim Kardashian. Okay? And, you know, sex with Kim Kardashian is like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. Loose, 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 baby. So, that's what's dangerous about the Marlins. Okay? I don't know if they're going to make any real noise, all that. But when you're playing a team like this that has nothing to lose, there you go. They're 3-1. Everybody that comes up to the plate has a chip on their shoulders. Everybody that comes up to the plate is unproven and needs to prove themselves. Everybody that comes to the plate is fighting for a permanent position on the team pretty much. Everybody that's coming to the plate is fighting for a contract down the line. That's how fun and dangerous the Marlins are. Now, I don't know how impactful they'll be, but for now, I'll take the ride, man. They're one game out of first place, right behind the Braves. Why not? A lot of fun, man. It's a lot of fun to watch these Marlins. So today we got that doubleheader, 5:05 and 8:05. I'll be watching it all, you know, because obviously this will be done here. And I got to watch the MLS tonight. I mean, I don't know how many of you are in it, but I am definitely going to watch Philly and Portland tonight. That is going to be a lot of fun, man.
I have four baseball games today.
Yeah?
I got two Yankees games, and I got two Marlins games.
Nice. There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Did you notice that Lopez took out his Rosen rag or Rosin rag after every inning? LOL. I didn't notice it, but all I can tell you is, dude, Lopez was dealing, bro. That was fun to watch. I kept going. Wow, these guys are winning again, and then they're hitting home run and a home run. And I'm like, this is fun. I like it. I'm good with it.
You know what, man? Maybe this adversity year and everything like that, these guys not being in the majors, and we know
they got
the difference
to lose, bro.
Between the minor and when you get to the majors. Kevin Costner talking about it on the bus. You know, I was in the show.
Right.
That these guys are so big-eyed and just, like, happy to be, you know, and just, I've got to do everything I can to stay here. That
right.
They, not being a veteran might be a good thing because you don't know any better.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I've been saying, that they're loose, that this is a team that's not afraid to make mistakes, and that's scary, unlike the Panthers, that they know every mistake they make becomes catastrophic for them. Monte Harrison yesterday, don't know if you caught his tweets, but this is what he said yesterday. Thank you to my teammates, the coaching staff, and the entire Marlins organization. Remember, Monte made his debut yesterday, for allowing all of this to come true. I love you guys, but wait, don't forget, though, the fish are bottom feeders. Yeah, right. I'm a kid from Kansas City, Missouri, who grew up with a single mother with three kids to provide for, working my ass off every single day to be a professional baseball player. My brother and I becoming one of four sets of brothers to play professional baseball, professional basketball, and baseball. Man, where do I start? Now I envisioned it starting off, LOL, but the nerves running through my body I've never felt before. The excited, anxious, nervous, bubble guts feeling of stepping on the field. I'm so blessed, honored to get to step foot on a big league field. That was Monte Harrison yesterday. Three separate tweets, one after the other, about his debut. And it wasn't like he had a nice catch, but he didn't do anything with the bat. And hopefully he will down the line, but this is where you're dealing with a whole bunch of young guys that want to prove everybody wrong, you know, and that's fun, man.